Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. We got a lot to do this hour. Of course, lots of NFL to talk about. Matthias will get to the podium at some point about the Falcons. I want to know, I don't know really beyond Chandler, but I don't know how good his UFC picks were on Saturday night. So we will have to find that out too. And we have some hockey on right now that we're looking at as well. Mike Carver, Sans Joe out. George Kurtz is here for him. And by the way, George, this is our shot here. Tampa's got a power play with about 16 and a half to go in the third. I could have gave the guy a double minor for that high stick. I mean, come on, bite your lip after you got hit up there. But still, if they can get a power play goal here with about 16 minutes to go, they will very much still be in the mix in Pittsburgh against the Penguins. I just looked at all four of those NFC West team schedules. And this is obviously, George, like really quick, just glancing. They all play each other again at least once. Cardinals and Seattle play each other twice, including this week. So they still have a home and home with each other. The Niners have by far the hardest road out of the four of them. Just looking at it, just because they have to go to Buffalo. They go to Green Bay. They play Detroit. Albeit at home, but still, it's, you know, that we're talking about Campbell making statements. You don't think he's going to want to try make one in Santa Clara against the Niners later this year after what happened after he blew that game last year. You got another thing coming. So I think the Niner road's very difficult. And for me, George, the Cardinals have the easiest road just from the fact that they're at six wins already. So they already have the one game advantage. And they have a Patriot and a Carolina on their schedule. Those might be the two easiest games of all four of those schedules combined. And the Cardinals have both of them, New England and Carolina, later in the year. I think that gives them a serious leg up.
Agreed. As long as they don't fall apart the next 2 weeks, they do play Seattle and Minnesota back to back on the road, which can be a problem here. Hey, you split with Seattle, you beat New England, Carolina. Last 2 weeks
you're
against
at nine.
LA and San Fran, split again. You're at 10. That's really what they're looking for.
Yeah, that's the path.
Just do something like that. That'll win the division.
I think 10 is 10's good here.
I think 9 might win it.
Because I don't think the Rams, Seattle, or San Francisco is going to go 5-2.
I don't think
any of them are going 5-2. It just doesn't feel like the Rams has got. Rams are pretty tough too. They play Philly. They play Buffalo. They've got a pretty tough schedule as well.
San Fran, Arizona, Seattle. No, they're not going 5. They're not winning this week. I don't think they're beating Philadelphia. Yeah. And I don't think they're beating Buffalo.
I don't think they're beating Philadelphia either.
They all control their own division. Control their own outcome. Yes. If any of them can go on a run, if any of them can get hot, yeah, you can win the division here. But I'll stick with Arizona. They've got the lead here. And as you said, those two back-to-back games against you know, against the bad teams in the East, New England and Carolina in the South, is a big advantage here. Just don't fall apart the next two. Split the next two and you're fine.
Split the next two and you'll be good to go. This is not going well for us, this Tampa power play. Of course, the Lightning score tons of goals every night except tonight when me and George are on them. So this is not
There's no goals tonight. Other than Edmonton, there's no goals.
Nobody's scoring. It's unfortunate. It's
another night.
Week 12 will start Thursday night in Cleveland with the Steelers and the Browns. Now, we haven't discussed this game yet, but the Steelers, for the second time this year, won a game where they kicked all field goals. They got to win 6 field goals against the Ravens on Sunday. Another great defensive effort. They're 8-2. And I know the books, it feels like, refuse to put them on the same plane as the Chiefs and the Bills and even the Ravens, who they just beat. It honestly feels like. Are you, George, willing to put the Pittsburgh Steelers close to the same plane as the Bills, the Chiefs, and the team they just beat, the Ravens? Because the book, the Lightning goal. Let's go, George. Lightning on the board.
I'll see it about you are way ahead. I'll see this in about 10 minutes, I think. Way ahead. I don't know how. I'm watching on ESPN Plus, too. I guess
you're
my cable
always ahead of me, George. You're always ahead of me. What happened here?
I'm not tonight. This is awful. Well, Blackhawks have scored as well, by the way, in case those are following that game. So, also, I'm getting some goals here.
Okay.
You asked, am I willing to put them? I know I should, Mike, but no, I'm not. I mean, the defense is playing very, very well. Very, very. Yeah. And I love Tomlin. I already said that. Love Mike Tomlin. But no, I don't think they're in the same category as the Buffalo. But I'm not so sure I'm putting anybody in Buffalo's territory right now. I think Buffalo might be in their own little team.
Well, no, Kansas City's there. I cannot. Until somebody beats Kansas City in January, I can't take them off of the
that's last year.
In the AFC.
All right. I think Kansas City's sort of a paper tiger. They've been getting lucky. You know, they've been getting lucky here. You know, I mean,
I love what you're saying, George, and I would love to believe it. Yeah. I hope you're right.
I think Buffalo's a better team right now. Things can change in 2 months, Mike. But as of right now, I think if I'm going to rank the player, Buffalo's number one here. Like I think their own little tier here. I might put Kansas City, Baltimore, Pittsburgh in their own little tier. I might put Kansas City at the top of that tier. And I'm not saying the tiers are separated by a mountain, by the way. Maybe separated by a little bit. But right now, if I'm betting on a Super Bowl, I guess a team that comes out of the AFC, it's easily Buffalo for me. It's not Kansas City. I still might go Baltimore next. I wouldn't love it, by the way, because that defense, as Mathias and I were talking about during the break, is terrible.
They have two mountains that they haven't climbed in the Lamar era. One, they can't beat the Steelers. They can't beat the Steelers.
No.
It's just flat out that it's 8 out of 9 now. They can't beat the Steelers. And two, he hasn't gotten it done in the playoffs. Say what you want. He just hasn't.
In some ways, he's Dak Prescott. In some ways, he's Dak Prescott. Great regular season. Playoffs, not so much.
So that's a monkey that you have to get off your back before people can believe it, especially when it's been time and time again.
Fair.
As far as the Steelers go, I've seen already yesterday and today that this game for them on Thursday night and the Browns, who got absolutely smashed in New Orleans by the Saints. I mean, smashed they got in that game. That the Browns are to play here. Steelers let down after a huge win over Baltimore. Short week, division game on the road. Blah, 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 blah. George, the Browns suck. Let's just call it like it is. The Browns suck. They had the 1 week where after Watson got hurt, they started Winston and they beat the Ravens, which I still don't know how they did it. And they have been awful every other week. They stink. And I don't expect the Mike Tomlin coach team. Now, is it going to be pretty? No. But I don't expect them to go and lose to the Browns on Thursday night, George. I just don't see that.
Every time I think of this game, I think of Bill Parcells when he hung mousetraps in the locker room. You know, don't fall for the cheese. You know, it's a trap game and all that sort of stuff here. Because it does smell like a trap game. It does. All right. That being said, I'm not betting on Cleveland for all the reasons you mentioned here. They are a bad team. Just bad here. The over The total this morning was 35.5. Once again, we talked about this with Scott Wetzel and I. Now it's 36.5. So it's gone up a point already. I think it's going to go high. That total is low. I mean, I think the Steelers are going to score in the 20s all by themselves. I can't get two touchdowns or 13 points out of Cleveland here. I think Winston will do some damage. He may do damage for both teams. He may throw some touchdowns, throw some interceptions here. Give me the over.
Little Cedric Tillman on Thursday night, George.
There you go.
Winston to Tillman getting involved. Carver and Lisi Sports and Radio Series XM159. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. You know, George, they are... They're getting close here, man. Like, they are the last, since Tampa scored to make it 2-1, they have controlled all the play. And they have been peppering Jari. And you know as well as I do, Jari stinks. And it's coming, it feels like. There's, I think, 6 or 6.5 to go here in the third. But Tampa is absolutely knocking on the door. And they're just waiting for Jari to just open it up a little bit for them to kick it down. And hopefully it's coming soon, George. Hopefully.
Agreed. I said they looked. Listen, it's what I was betting. It was the right move. We were getting good plus money with Tampa. Like, if you were looking to bet Tampa pregame, you didn't want to pay the price. You actually got what you wanted, them down 1-0. None of us would have thought that Tampa was only going to score one goal in this game. This ends up being a 2-1. So it's one of those ones where if I don't win, I'm not going to beat myself up over it. The analysis was correct. The result was wrong.
Those are the worst when that happens, George. When the analysis is the correct. And the
I would rather lose 7-1, and I got I was wrong. Hey, move on here. I hate the one goal losses here, but what are you gonna do? Score a goal.
Let me go through a couple of these games for this week. The Giants will send Daniel Jones to the pine, and rightfully so. Not just because he stinks, but because they need to keep him in bubble wrap so that they can cut him on March 1st. Because if he's hurt, they got to give him $25 million and they can't get rid of him. So that's one reason not to play him. But I think what surprised people here in the New York area is that it will be Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito, instead of Drew Locke, who they gave $5 million to be the backup quarterback in the offseason. So there's only one thing, George, that this says to me. And I'm not the only one who thinks. I've seen plenty of people who cover the Giants, talk about the Giants, et cetera, say it. My personal opinion, George, is that Mara, who you saw on the Hard Knocks over the offseason, he cares about what his fan base thinks. He said it with the Barkley thing. It's my most popular player. The fans are going to hate that he's not a Giant. He knows that this season is once again an embarrassment. He's tired of now the Giants having no juice in town. Nobody talks about them. But he saw last year, what was the 3 or 4 weeks where the Giants did have juice, George? When did the Giants have juice? When this kid came in and played. So there's people in this town who like the underdog player, and they like seeing a kid like Tommy DeVito come in and play quarterback. Now, he also cost them Jaden Daniels and Drake May. By winning those three games. But still, they root for guys like him. And I think that Mara said, you know, listen, if you're going to do it, you got to play him so that the fans can at least somewhat be excited. And we get a little bit of buzz with him playing. Tampa ties it. George, there you go. 2-2. Tampa ties it up. You knew Jari was going to let one in. There, George, what do you think? Do you agree with me with Tommy Cutlets and the Giants? Why he's now.
I think that's part of it as well here. But you also, I agree with both parts of what you said. He also won some games last year. Listen, he's not the answer, right? I think the Giants also need, Drew Lock sucks, all right? I think Drew Lock was there just to make sure in case Daniel Jones couldn't come back from the ACL. Then you might have gone with Drew Lock. He's a backup quarterback. He's not leading you anywhere. So you might as well find out what you have with DeVito to find out, can he at least be a backup quarterback? Right? Can he just be a backup quarterback next year? So I think that there's part of that too. He's not the long term answer, but neither is Drew Lock here. What? So put DeVito in. He's at least fun. He'll make the the Giants, keep this in text, more watchable. Not watchable, just more watchable than they are right now. So why not?
Now, he's fun, and let's say that is your plan to see if he actually can be a legitimate NFL backup. You won't have to pay him $5 million bucks next year to be the backup quarterback like you're paying Drew Lock. So I think that's another reason. Who knows who the Giant quarterback is going to be next year. But at least if you know you could be confident in this guy, that he could be your backup, why not? And I think it's another big opportunity for him. And I'm not saying he's going to go and do what he did last year, George, and win his first three starts and knock the Giants out of a top five pick and do all that. But I think he can cover 5.5 against the Bucks this week at MetLife. I think he can. I'm in, baby. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I'm in with get the Sunday gravy on the pot. I'll take the 5.5 with Tommy Cutlets on Sunday against the Bucks. Let's go.
Giants team total wins 4.5. 4.5. Dallas, New Orleans, Indianapolis still on the schedule here. You know, Tampa, Baltimore, Atlanta, Philadelphia.
Hey, you know what? They play the Falcons too, George. They play the Falcons.
You never know. We'll leave Mathias alone. I think Mathias is on suicide watch. All right. So after that that beatdown, that laydown.
Well,
so,
he's got to get ready. It's in Atlanta. I know I've been teasing it, but after the next break is where I'm bringing up the Falcons. So he better be ready. Falcons are after this break.
The Falcons could lose to the Jaguars if they play the way that they did, like they did against the Broncos, guys. They could lose to the Jaguars. They're that bad right now. I'm ready to let it rock.
Mac Jones, they're not losing to the Jaguars. Mac Jones is horrific.
Anybody can throw on that Falcons defense right now, George. Anybody can throw on that Falcons defense right now.
I'm telling you, he might win three of these games.
He might
win three of these games. By the way, if they
think about it, if he beats Dallas on Thanksgiving, Dallas would jump ahead of them in the draft order. You know, so that wouldn't be good for the Giants. They're better off losing these games. You know, but Dallas is not drafting a quarterback, so maybe it doesn't matter. I'll tell you one quarterback who's not going to the Giants. It's not going to be Shedeur Sanders and Deion. There's no way Mara is putting up with those two. No way in hell.
I would find it very difficult to believe that. And look, it sounds like, and this is just looking at how it's playing out, it almost sounds like it feels like Deion is going to force that kid to the Raiders, right? If the Raiders are within the top three or four, it feels like he's going to be the Raider quarterback, because Deion's already said he's going to pull a Manning, pull an Elway with him, and he won't go to the team that he doesn't want him to go to, which is so hard to do in today's day and age in the NFL, but Deion does what he wants. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, George in for Joe. We'll back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, SportsGrid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Good to have you aboard here on the grid. Just really quick. The Celtics actually needed to sweat a little bit. They were smashing the Cavaliers at the half, but the Cavs made a surge in the second half, but they do get their first loss of the season. So Boston wins 120 to 117. Loss number one for Cleveland. They do cover the number, though, in that game. Hockey, we got 2-2 here between the Lightning and the Penguins. 4-1 Oilers. They lead in Ottawa, 1-1 Wild and the Blues, 2-0 Jets lead the Panthers, 1-1 Ducks and Blackhawks. Islanders and Flames scoreless just halfway through the first period in Calgary tonight. All right, Mathias. Falcons, completely gutless effort on Sunday in Denver to the tune of 38-6. And I'll give you a little warning now. In fact, I forgot when I said Joe was going after Josh Palmer. There's somebody else he texted this to me about six times too. Raheem Morris is on the hit list now for Joe. So you better be very careful tomorrow night when he's back, because I guess the Falcons put Penix in the game and they had the ball in Bronco territory with about 7 or 8 minutes to go. Joe had the over 44 and a half. The game ended on 44. He doesn't understand why Morris just kept running the ball and killing the clock and not try to score with. Why would you put Penix in the game if you weren't going to try to score with him in the game? Joe has got a lot of issues with your head coach after Sunday in Denver, and I'm sure you have different ones.
Oh, no, he's 100% right. I've had, you know what, Mike? The frustration I've had has been growing more and more with Raheem Morris, and I think I've been saying this for the last couple weeks with you and George here. You know, how many times do I clamor about the penalties, the unnecessary penalties, the unnecessary roughness, like penalties all the time with the Atlanta Falcons? People say, oh, it's a flag fest. It's a flag fest. Well, you know what? The Falcons are committing bad penalties. That's why there's being flags thrown on them. They're not fake flags. They're real flags. And it's every single week. And something that, you know, when we watch, man, we've been watching the NFL for a long time. You know, I'm not 21 years old for crying out loud. And something I noticed, teams that create a lot of flags and they make mistake after mistake is because those things aren't being corrected in the practice field. And that's a definition of your coach and what his discipline factor is in practices. And the Falcons have no discipline factor whatsoever. But that's not the reason they lost this game. They lost this game, A, because, yeah, some flags. But the main reason is their defense is the worst defense in the league. And I've been telling you guys for maybe 4 weeks now, a month, that they might have the worst pass rush in the league. Well, yeah, you know, it's not a maybe. They do have the worst pass rush in the league. I don't know if that's from Chris Lake, their new defensive coordinator, and his philosophy. Ooh. But the Falcons and their inability. Yeah, who? Yeah, college DC. Well, former DC at Washington University. Coach Lake, I think I got his first name right.
That's Jimmy.
Jimmy Lake. My bad. Chris Lake is a magician. My bad. Jimmy Lake. You know, yeah. Average cadaver. Whatever, bro.
This guy doesn't know how to get pressure. The year too. This guy might be practicing. Yeah,
exactly, guys.
Also,
abracadabra, bro. We can't get pressure on the quarterback, and when they do, they can't wrap up. They can't tackle. It's a big, big mistake, and now it's getting to the point where everybody knows. The worst thing the Falcons could have done this week was going to Denver, who's coached by who? Sean Payton. Who's had the Atlanta Falcons number for pretty much his entire life? Sean Payton. Sean Payton coaches against the Falcons with a broken leg and gets first downs on his own. First down with his crutch, a sight that many Falcon fans will never forget, is Sean Payton punking them with one leg. And you know what? He's still punking them, but now he's doing it with orange, with the Denver Broncos. This guy made Bo Nix throw almost a perfect game his rookie year. And it wasn't the one guy. They don't have star receivers. Who? Vele, Humphreys, Sutton, Javonte Williams was benched last week. Guess what? Not this week. 9 carries. Gets a touchdown, 7 receptions out of the backfield. They did whatever they wanted to do, and they honestly gave a blueprint on how to beat the Falcons every single week. Y'all want to know how to beat the Falcons, boys? Look what Sean Payton did. Any average offense right now will put up 35 points against the Atlanta Falcons, and that's a fact, my friends. If they don't get it fixed, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to win the division, and boy, does it pay me to say that, guys.
They better not lose this division for me. They better not lose this division for me with the lead that they built up after beating that Tampa that second game. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Georgia for Joe. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard Leasing, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you aboard here with us. So there you go. Matias, not happy. And they're on the bye this week, Atlanta. And then they have home Chargers, at Mini, at Raiders, at home Giants, at Washington, home Panthers.
Three and three, possibly 4-2. We'll see what happens against the Chargers on the game after their bye, guys. Because if they lose that game, which I do think they're going to lose, I think the Chargers are better than the Falcons, so they should, you know, the Chargers should win. But I don't know how the team's going to react if they lose another game coming out of the bye, guys. You know what I mean? Like, how could you tell the team we still have the whole season in front of us when you've pretty much gave the whole lead away?
Should be fun. I'll just say it one more time. You better not lose that division. You better not lose that division. That's all that I can say. Where do you... George, I believe, either muted or Matthias.
You laughed. I said a little joke. You laughed anyway. I said Joe won't be the only person coming after Matthias if the Falcons lose that division, as you and I both have tickets on the Falcons as well.
We will be going after him, George. If that happens, me and you will be knocking on his door because they cannot lose this division with basically had like a 3 or 4 game lead after they beat Tampa the second time. They better not yak that up. Where do you sit, George? A couple more of these games for this week. First of all, 49ers are in Green Bay against the Packers. They got this back problem with Brock, or shoulder problem, I should say, with Purdy. The Packers are another team that just finds ways. LaFleur is such a good coach. But that's a short number here, 2.5 with the Niners in town. The Niners need it bad. They need everyone bad here. The Niners have put themselves in a position where almost every week is going to start to become must-win for them coming down the stretch.
I think we're already there now, right? I mean, you and I went over that schedule. That schedule is brutal that the Niners face here. If I was thinking about placing a bet, I might bet that the Niners don't make the playoffs. All right? I think they're more likely not to make it than make it. They're out of it right now. They're 5-5. You and I went through the schedule. It is completely brutal, including this game in Green Bay, although it's against a team they do usually beat. Whatever it's worth during the regular season. They beat the Packers. They have injuries we're worried about. You mentioned Purdy. What about Kittle? He going to play? I think so, but we have to wait and see here. Trent Williams, the All-Pro left tackle, also iffy. He's got there's an ankle injury there. So they're banged up, a lot of injuries. Green Bay playing down to their competition. They should have lost last week to Chicago. Right? They should have lost that game. Santos can't kick a 40 or whatever it was, a 40-yard field goal. Just awful there. And Chicago still believes that there was a penalty on that play. I guess that Green Bay used leverage. You know, you can't touch the center, whatever. Whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, it was no good, wasn't called here. I lean towards Green Bay, Mike, but this is not a game I'm dying to – not for the game itself. I think there'll be props I'm going to like in this game here. And also, Christian McCaffrey, Mike, is not Christian McCaffrey. All right, not Christian McCaffrey right now. I'll let Juwan Jennings in this game. I think his props will be one I'll be heavily on.
Yeah, it seems like when Jennings is healthy, that's kind of the guy that Purdy looks to. What a, you know, Ayuk obviously got done for the year, and he did nothing before he got hurt. And man, they have gotten zero out of Deebo Samuel this year. I mean, zero. Tampa wins it, George, in overtime. Let's go.
Wow, that is a nice comeback win. Was it plus 168 we hit on there?
Yep.
Obviously, I wish I would have bet more now, but I'll take that. I need a goal from the Edmonton Ottawa game. Any goal. Give me my over here. Although winning this makes up for it here. Who scored the game winner there?
That was...
The Braden Point?
It was Point. Point with the winner.
Yeah, return, by the way, was a big reason why I bet this game pregame. You know, that he was coming back and that it would be great for them. I don't want to say it's a big win for Tampa. It's a nice comeback. But, Mike, once again, another brutal loss for the Penguins. I know you get a point. You get the loser's point here. But you had a 2-0 lead here. This is a game you got to win. And that's not Jarry's fault. You can't score 2 goals and expect to win in the NHL.
No.
So it is what it is. We'll take it. Double win for me. I'll having a really nice night so far. So let's go. Edmonton, need another goal here.
Let's go. Gotta have it. Gotta have it, baby. Chiefs look to get right. They're in Carolina against the Panthers. They're laying 10.5. Interested in the Panthers at home, George, with the 10.5 against Kansas City?
Yeah, you can.
Ooh, all right. Good, George.
Just enough to win. They do just enough to win. I think they'll win the game by 7, you know, whatever. But I don't think they're going to blow them out. I don't know if they're capable of blowing anybody out. You know, no. The Panthers are playing well, coming off a bye week.
I'll tell you this, though, and this is one of these games. I want to go and look at it. Yep, already up there on some of these books. This is one of those games, George. If you like playing like this, now this is like a Lisi type of play. Lisi will be on the Panthers for one reason and one reason only this week. Everybody's going to go to the window with Kansas City. Everybody. This is going to be one of those games. 91% of the bets, 89, but you know, 93% of the tickets. You know, you're going to get all these numbers this week.
You're going to hear it all. There's no, the Chiefs off a loss. No way. Smash City, this, that. That's tricky. It's very tricky. You know, they don't cover, George. They don't, you just said it. They don't cover. They win these games all close. And Carolina, they're not a great team. But off a bye, they've actually showed a little life going into the bye, right? Winning a couple games. They won two going into the bye. Maybe they smash them, but I could see that game being 27-17. You know, cover by the half, right? I mean, I could see it. I might be, you might get me on that with you, George. You might get me pulled over there for Carolina this week.
It wouldn't be a huge bet. I'm not saying you bet the bankroll here. I'll tell you this. Oh, and Ottawa scored, by the way. Thank you, Senators. Thank you. Appreciate it. Very good. We'll take that. Oh, no. The officials are huddling. This is never good for me. This is never good. There's no way I would take Kansas City. I'm not laying 10.5 for Kansas City. I'm just not. They've proven it to us all season that it's almost like they're just doing enough to win the game. That's all they've done all season long. I don't know if that's going to change or they're looking at a possible high stick. I think it's okay, maybe. Mm. I may be looking at through, the fact that I bet them. It's close, though. It's definitely close. So I'm going to have to sweat this out, Michael. But they've done just enough to win, and I don't know if that changes here. I think they'll win the game comfortably. Maybe I need a backdoor cover here. Or maybe, like I said, it's a game where it's 24 or even 21-17, and it's they score late to make it 24-17 or 20-17, whatever it is. But I can't bet. Either I'm betting Carolina or I'm not betting the game as far as the game itself is concerned here.
Got no problem with me on that, George. But as the week goes on, that's one that I might gravitate to a little bit more here, especially because I love those, 90%, no doubt about it. They're absolutely going to cover. Got to go the other way on those. The Dolphins are back in this a little bit, I guess, or they're trying to. And their schedule's helpful, as me and you talked about last week. We said that their schedule was going to give them an opportunity to get back involved. They beat the Raiders. Now they play the Patriots. But are you willing to lay 7 with them, George, at home against the Patriots?
Probably not. Not that I'm going New England either. But once again, New England's another team that's showing some fight. They're showing some fight. And listen, no doubt that the Miami's the better team. Once again, I think they win the game here. But the win by that's a tough number. That seems like a push number to me, actually. This is one where I'd probably rather go on the money line here. I could go with a tease to bring it down to 1. You find somebody else here. I don't have an issue with that. They could go with the Texans and bring it down to 1.5 to have both teams win. Maybe a parlay. They could be involved in there. But I there's something about the 7 I don't like here. I think I'd rather take New England, although I'm probably not betting that either.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, George in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard Lacey Sports Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here with us. All right, George. Couple of things here. Number one, I gotta tell you about this story. So we talked about Joe Douglas getting fired as the Jets general manager. This just came out in the last, I think really in the last 15 or 20 minutes, this story in The Athletic, which is from, hold on a second, George. I gotta see who wrote this. I think it was Rossini and somebody else. I'll get you that in a moment. Jets fired Joe Douglas. According to multiple team sources who spoke to The Athletic, now when a story like this comes out 8 hours after the general manager was fired, you could bet your bottom dollar that multiple team sources is the general manager who just got fired 8 hours ago. You could pretty much say that this is where this came from. About the team's inner workings, according to those sources, the day after the Jets lost to the Broncos on September the 29th, and that was a bad loss, George, if you remember. The offense was putrid that day. There was a contentious meeting at the team facility. It included Woody Johnson, Joe Douglas, Christopher Johnson, team president, a couple of other suits. and an advisor to Johnson. It also included a group of coaches, Robert Saleh, Nathaniel Hackett, Jeff Ulbrich, and a special teams guy. The coaches had been called in to explain what happened with their units during the 10-9 loss to the Broncos. During the meeting, Johnson suggested to the coaches that they bench Aaron Rodgers in favor of Tyrod Taylor because he felt Rodgers' performance was helping the team back. Remember, this is Woody Johnson, the owner, Johnson & Johnson mogul, telling the football people that they should bench the 40-year-old quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. The coaches and Douglas were stunned at this suggestion, talked him out of it, and convinced Johnson to stay the course, and that benching Rodgers 4 games into the season would not sit well with the locker room. I'll tell you who else Georgia wouldn't sit well with if they benched him 4 games into the season. Probably Aaron Rodgers. The coaches also felt it would embarrass Rodgers. Oh, it would. The idea of benching the future Hall of Famer sounded so absurd that one coach asked whether the owner was serious. Multiple owners believed he was. Johnson was calm that day, but that set the tone for what happened a week later when he fired Robert Saleh without consulting Joe Douglas or anyone else in the organization. That was from, it was Diana Russini and Zach Blatt, Rosenblatt, who covers the Jets for The Athletic. This is almost specifically, George, what we were talking about earlier with this job. How you want the job if you have an owner who clearly is very involved and a bunch of other non-football people very involved and walking into the coach's office asking to do things like that?
And it just amazed me because when you think of the best teams in the NFL, all right, listen, I know you and I can, but who can name the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs? You probably can't, right? Without really thinking about it, right? Because he doesn't get involved here. You know, who are the worst owners? The Krafts. The Jerry Jones of the world, right? Snyder, who they got rid of here. And now Johnson's becoming one. It never works. When the owner gets that involved, it never works. You would think they would learn from that. You hire football people. That's their job. You want to give final say over certain things? I have no issue with that. You know, some kind of massive $250 million contract. Yeah, if I'm the owner, I want final say over that too. Maybe trades, I want final say just to make sure you're not doing something stupid. You know, but other than that, I mean, the owner's own, GM's GM, coach's coach, players play. It's the way it should be. With the Jets, it doesn't seem to be that way. Right, Rodgers was making moves that he shouldn't be making here. Now the owner's getting involved. It's a mess. It's good for us. It's fantastic for us. But it's just that the Jets are just – are they top five worst run team in sports? Top 10 in sports,
oh,
not
they
the
are,
NFL. Sport.
They are. They might be top three. They could be top – I mean, they are top three, I think. Jet will always jet. Always.
It's
Jet
sad.
Will always Jet.
I almost feel bad for
that's
Jet
fans. That's
just
the way. Yeah, some of them I do.
Yeah, I'm
but
a Cowboy
fan.
I don't feel bad for anybody.
Not all of them.
You know, screw you guys. Deal with Jerry Jones
yeah,
and come talk to me.
Yeah, that's very true, George. I don't disagree with that part of it either, that's for sure. Is there any other game that you like here this week in the NFL? I haven't gotten through all of them, obviously, but is there anything else? Eagles-Rams Sunday night? You know, Ravens-Chargers is the Monday night game, the Harbaugh Bowl. That'll get shoved down your throat plenty here over the next 5 days. You'll hear plenty about that.
You think? Maybe just a little bit. Listen, I kind of like the Hogwarts. They have both great coaches here. Ravens are favored by 3. I mean, I think I was talking to Matthias during one of the breaks here about the game Sunday night. I thought the Chargers were in control of that game, Mike, until they started to go for the throat. They kept throwing 40-yard bombs. Mainly to Quentin Johnson. And they were incomplete. Cincinnati's getting the ball back, and here we go. You know, they allowed him back to the game rather than doing what was working for you, which is little intermediary passes, which the Bengals couldn't cover to save their lives. You know, so I think they'll learn their lesson from that. But this game could be another shootout. You know, Baltimore can't stop anybody. And if Lamar Jackson isn't able to move the ball against the Chargers defense, you know, like Cincinnati was, I think the over intrigues me, which it always does, by the way. You know, so I think I might lean towards the over. I think there'll be a lot of props we can play there. Derrick Henry's probably going to score a touchdown. He does every other damn game. And Dobbins probably as well. So, once again, the simple props means, well, what I'll go here. But I don't think this is going to be a slobber knocker. I think we will get points on the board. This is not going to be Ravens Steelers.
They did put a prop up for Henry to score in every game this year. I saw it before when we were looking at those divisions. Henry to score
Here it is, George. Not season leaders. Record breakers? Yes. Henry to score a touchdown in all 17 games. Plus 600.
Does he play the last game? What if it means nothing against Cleveland?
That's some fine print, but it, you know, it might be for the division. Aren't they playing... Isn't it again? Are they playing Pittsburgh the last game or Cleveland? I think they're playing Pittsburgh.
Cleveland. They play Cleveland the last game of the season. They play Pittsburgh in a month, 21st.
Barbara Leeson, Sports Grid Radio, George in for Joe. We're back on the Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Robert Leeson, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. George Kurtz in for Joe. Joe will be back tomorrow after he stops at Raheem Morris to see him down at in Atlanta. Make sure gives him a piece of his mind. After Sunday, George, you said to me in the break before, where's Soto going to go? And we'll finish with that. You know what is so amazing about these things? And I don't think anything's changed from where me and you talked about this when the season ended. I still believe he's a mercenary, and I still believe he's going to take whoever offers him the absolute highest dollar. But it drives you nuts during this time of year when these guys, you know, he has all these meetings, right? And every meeting, George, is great. Every meeting's great. Have you ever had a free agent meeting with that in all your years where you got, man, that meeting went bad. You know, that guy, he definitely isn't going there. It's always the puff piece from the team to a reporter. The presentation was great, or it's the agent that wants to make sure that they make the team look good for taking the time to make the offer. Oh, the presentation was great, and could really see himself with this team. Every meeting, George, goes great. The Red Sox meeting was great. The Toronto meeting was great. The Met meeting was great. The Yankee meeting was great. I'm sure today the Dodger meeting was great. All the meetings are great, George. The bottom line is, who's putting the most amount of dollars on the table? That's what matters.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, by the way. So it's the old, the surgery was successful. When was the last time surgery wasn't successful, right? Cut his arm off. Oh, my God. You know, they operate on the wrong leg. You know, so it's always that. I agree. The only pushback I'll give on that is if Toronto offers the most money, I don't know if he's pulling that trigger. Yeah, if Toronto's offering 20 more million than the Mets, I think he might still go to the Mets. I think I don't know if he's going to Canada. Listen, as a Yankee fan, you and I both are.
He could go there and talk about less pressure. I mean, he'll go there for more money and less pressure. He'll go play in Toronto. I think he would do it.
As a Yankee fan, you and I both agree he's not signing with the Yankees, right? I'd like him to, but I don't think he's coming here. Don't end up with the Sox. Don't end up with the Jays. I don't want to deal with you 12 times a year in the division. I'm not thrilled about the Mets either as far as cross-town rivals, but that's better than the Sox over Jays here. I still think he's the Mets. I think that that would be it here. I know some people talk about Washington, that maybe they'll go get their player back. His brother was in that organization. No, not sure I see that. Philadelphia, no, that's not what they – I don't think that's happening either here. I think it's Mets, Toronto, Yankees are there. The Dodgers are certainly there, but I don't know how much the Dodgers want to pay somebody else, $600-plus million. And I'm not so sure how much he wants to play on the left coast either. I think he does want to be on the east coast. So I'm still lost that if I was going to – I think it's going to be the Mets. I think they're going to end up naming. I think Cohen wants him, and I'm not so sure. Other than Toronto, I'm not so sure anybody can outbid him.
I saw this being thrown around on, and this is what goes on New York radio. If you don't live in the New York area, you can get a little crazy, sports talk radio in this market. But I saw this today, George. Take your pick. Soto back with the Yankees, or Christian Walker, Alex Bregman, and Teoscar Hernandez. Instead, you get all three of those players.
Yankees don't. If the Yankees sign Bregman, it is a huge gamble. Fans hate him, right? Not as much as Altuve, but they hate him. If he gets off to a slow start, it's over for him in New York. It's just over. The fans will crush him every time. No. Don't want Bregman. And I would be really surprised if Teoscar leaves the Dodgers. I don't think he's leaving the Dodgers here.
You know,
I think you can make an argument, Mike, that we could be better. The Yankees could be better without Soto. I think you can make that argument. I do. Right, Christian Walker makes some sense here. You got to sign either a second baseman or a third baseman, another outfielder as well. So you could make an argument here, but no, not that one. I want nothing to do with Alex Bregman. No, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
I would not pick that door, George. I was just telling you I heard somebody put that door out there today.
Too many right-handers also, by the way? Was that the problem with the Yankees a couple years ago? All right-handed?
Right. That's you would think. But and they had, you know, Dominguez in center, Judge could move to right then, you know, you could do all of those things.
It does make some sense if you lose Soto, yes. But, does make some sense.
Everybody likes to play GM, George, but unfortunately only guys like Woody Johnson who buys teams and Jerry Jones can actually do it. They're the only ones who can actually play GM. George, great job as always. I will see you again next week. Great job by Matthias Verbell. Joe back tomorrow night. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. Have a good night. See you tomorrow.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.